Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.
And at the moment, we're chatting with Courtney Barnett about her second album, Tell Me How You Really Feel. And your kettle features on the album in the opening song, Hopelessness, which is a tricky song to say. But I must say as well, it's a bit of a darker song, but my favourite on the album, like the guitar throughout the whole thing gets stuck in your head, and I haven't been able to stop hearing that. But right at the end, there is a bit of a kettle whistle. Was that like recorded on your iPhone or something?
Yeah, I recorded it after we did the studio stuff, and then while we were mixing, and you know, those kind of stove top kettles with the whistle.
Yeah.
And it just is the most kind of anxious sound. It stresses me out
kind of
so
screaming.
Much whenever I hear it. And if you're down the other end of the house and you can't get there, it's just going, and it just like builds this extreme tension. And I'd been sick in bed, and I'd been watching a Razorhead by David Lynch, and there's like this kind of soundscape of that whole film that's kind of low rumbles and drones, and it kind of just, you don't really notice it's there, and then you feel this weird tension the whole time. So that's kind of what I was going for.
We're just touching on the sound of the album, and you mentioned hopelessness. I can't say it. So you say it for me?
Hopelessness.
It's got a bit of a darker tone, as we've talked about, but then you've got Need a Little Time and City Looks Pretty, which are more like sing-along vibes. Were you aware that you were kind of doing that throughout the album? Was that on purpose?
I wrote a lot of these songs on piano at home, and compared to the guitar, the piano just opened up this whole other world of kind of melody and ideas. So some songs ended up being a bit more melodic and pretty refrains.
So when you say you write, you know, the first one was on guitar, was it, and then this one on piano, how does that work? So that means you just sit on the piano when you're trying to flesh out a song?
Yeah. I was teaching myself piano kind of around this time, and so I'd sit down, and the progress of the songs was mostly on piano, but I think sometimes the process of them has been going for 8 years or more. Sometimes it's like half an hour. It's never the same.
And so you taught yourself piano?
Yeah, very basic piano.
What about guitar? Did you teach yourself guitar?
No, I started learning guitar when I was 10.
Yep.
From Matt Robinson, great guitar teacher, Northern Beaches.
Shout out.
And then you just taught yourself chopsticks on the piano.
Yeah.
And so with, you know, you mentioned some of those songs, like 8 years in the making. I think I heard somewhere Help Yourself has been in your head for years. Is that right?
Yeah, Help Yourself. I think I came up with the kind of music side of it when I was 16, and same with
16.
Yep.
Really? And so what? And do you kind of like write the lyrics down somewhere, or?
I had lyrics then, but I didn't like them very much. I mean, they were it was when I moved from Sydney to Hobart with my family, so they were probably kind of angry teen lyrics, which didn't really make sense now. So it was the simplest kind of beat and bass line. So it's just always stuck in my head, and I liked it, so I wanted to kind of do it kind of.
Yeah, well, if it's stuck with you for that long.
Yeah. And same with Sunday Roast. I think the last song on the album was this instrumental thing I wrote in grade 7. I couldn't get it out of my head, so I thought if I record it and then I can move on from it and write more songs.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.